This hour in news, I'm Jason Walker. The battle continues on Capitol Hill. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The Senate is expected to work through the weekend to meet President Donald Trump's July 4th deadline of passing his tax breaks and spending cuts package. There's been Democratic opposition, and not all Republicans are on board with proposals to reduce spending on Medicaid, food stamps, and other programs. The 940-page bill was released just before midnight Friday. Even with a go-ahead to begin debate on the legislation, any passage would still be days away. Then the bill would need to return to the House for a final round of votes before it could reach Trump's desk. Donna Warder, Washington.
In the meantime, a procedural vote likely in the Senate later in the day. Supreme Court yesterday ruling on a wide array of issues. Trump administration winning a major legal victory at the high court as justices ruled that individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions. Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain says President Trump has made a definitive move toward ending Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Iran will never be allowed to attain a nuclear weapon. And if Iran continues to try to go down this path, prepare to face the full fury and wrath of American firepower.
And House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the president handled the attack the correct way.
But the president didn't just take that strong and decisive action. Under the War Powers Resolution, in compliance with that law, he notified Congress within 48 hours of the actions that were taken. And hopefully that's as far as it's going to go. The president announced that there is now a ceasefire.
Other GOP leaders had high praise for the president for his determination to bring order to the Middle East. This is SRN News. The Barna Group issues a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith. And while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also indicates that when it comes to health, physical, and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
City of Matera, Italy, will double as Jerusalem in the sixth season of the hit show The Chosen. Cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the Crucifixion of Jesus Christ was filmed. Season 5 of The Chosen will be available to watch for free on the show's app of the same name beginning in September. This is SRN News. Brushing up on English has taken a new urgency for truck drivers in America. A new measure affecting truckers started last Wednesday.
The new procedures call for enhanced roadside inspections to determine if commercial motor vehicle operators can reply to questions and directions in English. It'll also evaluate if they can understand U.S. highway traffic signs and electronic message boards. Driving Academy founder Jonathan Marquez says drivers should want to improve themselves.
It's one thing to do something wrong and then get caught for it, but as long as you're able to understand and learn, then you can improve yourself. If there's that language barrier in play and you're never improving yourself, it makes the roads extremely dangerous.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
NFL coach Jim Harbaugh added to a lawsuit against the University of Michigan and a former assistant football coach who's accused of hacking into computer accounts of college athletes. More details at srnnews.com.